Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
The following program was pre-recorded, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Welcome to Education Nation, where we tackle the biggest issues in American education. School is now in session. Here are your hosts, Headmaster Rebecca Hagstrom and co-host Mark Durkin.
Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone.
Well, good evening, and thank you for joining us here on Education Nation. I am Headmaster and host Rebecca Hagstrom, and it's a privilege to join you every Saturday evening here on AM 1280 The Patriot. I am joined in studio once again by the producer of Education Nation and my wonderful co-host, Mark Durkin.
Nice to see you, Rebecca. How are you this Saturday?
I am very good. How about yourself?
Doing very well.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. Well, we are happy to be able to continue our conversation with Kim Crockett. We're going to be introducing her in a little while. She's back in studio with us again today. But to give a little background again, in 2018, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in Janus versus American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Council 31, which per Janus is a politically powerful government union, they ruled that unions can no longer charge fees for non-member government workers to help pay for collective bargaining. In writing for the majority on the Janus decision, Justice Samuel Alito stated, "We conclude that this arrangement violates the First Amendment free speech rights of non-members by compelling them to subsidize private speech on matters of substantial public concern."
And of all the public sector labor groups, teachers' unions, they are the largest and they are the most politically potent. Mm-hmm. And last week we talked about an Educators for Excellence survey, and Minnesota teachers, basically, they indicated that they felt that it was a lot less important for the unions to provide information about political candidates and their issue positions or support and endorse of political candidates. Teachers' unions, they're working to indoctrinate. This is the sinister agenda that's at work today. And they're collecting billions of dollars annually from unsuspecting teachers while intentionally rewriting American history and replacing it with a radical Marxist agenda. And we'll be talking more about that at length mm-hmm. tonight, that and some things that are going on in some of Minneapolis, the Twin Cities school districts.
Yeah.
What are some of the agendas funded and implemented by teachers' unions into America's public schools? Well, tonight we'll continue our discussion in establishing the link between the teachers' unions and the various indoctrinations that are plaguing America's schools and undermining educational excellence, morality, law, and order. And America's teachers need to know that they can have the final say. Mm-hmm. Because of the Janus case and the work that Rebecca Friedrichs has done in her Supreme Court case, folks can opt out of union membership and no longer pay union dues to fund the teachers' union's far-left agenda. And here in Minnesota, the opt-out period runs through the entire month of September each year, just a few more days.
Yes, yes. So I hope people are listening carefully here. Well, joining us in studio for the next two shows to answer these questions and more is Kim Crockett. Kim is the Vice President and General Counsel at the Charlemagne Institute, and she also serves as the Chairman of the Board of the Rebecca Friedrichs Nonprofit for Kids and Country. Kim's been fighting against the indoctrination of our students and teachers by the National Teachers Unions since 2015. Welcome back into the studio, Kim.
Thank you.
We're so glad to have you back to cover this all-important topic.
Yes. difficult mm-hmm. topic.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. It is. Mm-hmm.
Well, we spent a lot of time last week talking about comprehensive sex ed and Planned Parenthood, and we did briefly mention that Black Lives Matter and the 1619 Project were a couple of other pieces that were starting to make their way into Minnesota's classrooms and also classrooms across the country. Explain for our listeners what the superintendent of schools in District 287 recently said to teachers in regards to the need to interrogate their own whiteness and their own anti-blackness. What ultimatums are teachers in the district facing if they don't agree to the depths of self-examination that's being asked of them?
Well, before I get to that, I will answer the question. Mm-hmm. I want to remind people where they go to opt out of funding.
Oh, please do.
If they are a school teacher, there's a website called educatedteachersmn.org. Mm-hmm. And that is where you go if you want to not fund what we talked about last week.
And what we're going to talk about
today. And realizing that people like jump out of their car and go run an errand or turn off the radio or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the website.
Give it one more time.
EducatedTeachersMN.org.
Great.
And that's where you can go and get all the information you need if you don't want to fund what we're just about to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So you were pointing to Eagan High School in particular. We also want to talk about the Hopkins. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 287,
back.
I think, is the Hopkins.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So we are talking about Hopkins mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll get to Eagan for sure.
It was very creepy. Mm-hmm. The superintendent of the Hopkins School District, which used to be an exquisite school district in Minnesota, award-winning, she opened up the year with this creepy message. It sounded like something right out of 1984. Mm-hmm. It was very Orwellian, this very strange voice. Basically, what she told teachers is if you're not willing to confess your racism or your whatever-ism.
Implicit biases.
Biases. And she confessed to having being light-skinned because she's a light-skinned black woman. Then go find a job somewhere else. That's mm-hmm. how they. That's yeah, how
that's
she.
That's the ultimatum.
That's how she kicked off the school year, where all these marvelous educators who didn't come into teaching to indoctrinate children or to be interrogated by their superintendent or their principal or to be forced to wear their gender on their shirt or whatever. Oh, and by the way, they have to wear Black Lives Matter T-shirts, too, or they get in trouble. They were there. They became educators to teach children about how to read and our wonderful history and math and English and all those things. Instead, they're kicking off the school year with a 2031 project where they're going to rid the Hopkins School District of racism. Mm-hmm. And they have this radical plan on how they're going to do it. And it starts with confessing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what is going on here? These are really creepy, authoritarian, if not totalitarian people.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's how she kicked off the school year. And when her her creepy video went kind of viral, she pulled it down. But it exists if you want to find it on Alpha News.
Really? Okay.
Yes, you can watch her creepy and go to about minute 16.
Okay.
That's where she really starts in on the creepy confession and what's required of and by the way, she refers to students as her scholars. Mm-hmm. Which is an interesting thing.
Well, you know, I've seen that in a very positive manner.
Yes,
you
it
know.
Should be.
But given the context of what you're saying, that is a little Orwellian, isn't it?
Yes. They're playing with language.
Yeah.
So that's how the Hopkins mm-hmm. superintendent rule. She governs the entire district.
Okay.
And by the way, her predecessor at Hopkins, who's also a leftist, mm-hmm. Is at the Edina schools now as the superintendent.
I think he
left Hopkins, I don't know, in the last 5 years.
Because you remember,
went to Edina.
Edina went through all of these issues.
Edina's going through
Catherine
this too.
Kirsten on their show many times a few years ago covering the detail of that. It was pretty.
It's gruesome. And the test scores have plummeted.
Yeah, All for One plan. That's right. That's what it was called. Yes, right. And their test scores did plummet.
Yes.
And Edina
and
was also
Hopkins
a very high-level district. Yes. And then we actually had a couple parents on from Wayzata, what, 2 years ago? A year and a half ago? That were
about
talking about
ago.
How that was That whole issue was influencing the grading system in the Wayzata, both in the middle school, and then they had plans to move it, the equity grading, up into the high school as well. And that's a whole other topic. But again, you know, systemic racism exists in our culture, but I believe it exists in ways that are much more at the core of learning and not holding kids to the accountability and giving them the support they need to be successful versus just throwing up your hands and saying, well, they can't be successful, so we're going to try to change the grades here a little bit. We're going to change the way we grade and make it more even. And then we're going to just tell the white staff that they are the reason why there is this massive gap.
Right. This is what they're
education.
Being told.
And that's so unfair. You know, these are teachers that are working hard to try to help their students be successful and are often successful helping their kids be successful.
More than often.
And
yes.
So it's just the wrong approach. And
well, the left is inherently a racist ideology. Mark and I had talked offline about how Planned Parenthood, for example, with Margaret Sanger, mm-hmm. you know, the goal was to annihilate, you know, it was to abort black children. And there's a heavy history of that's been well documented that they're running away from right now. And what you're seeing in this leftist ideology is an inherent racism. It's a low expectation mm-hmm. for our kids of color in the school systems. Mm-hmm. And if nothing else has been proven through charter schools and magnificent Christian schools like mm-hmm. yours and other academies, is that children of all backgrounds can flourish,
not
right.
just survive, but flourish
mm-hmm. and excel and love learning. When you listen to like Dr. Ben Carson talk about how once he decided he was going to embrace his smartness, he's the surgeon. He's this gifted neurosurgeon mm-hmm. and now head of HUD for the president.
Raised in the Bronx by a single mom.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In Detroit eventually. You know, you hear stories of all kinds of Americans that were born into difficult circumstances where their teachers, their parents didn't give up on them. But what the left is saying is that those standards mm-hmm. in our school system are white standards and therefore racist. This whole woke agenda thing calls that wrong. And if you try to enforce standards, well, then that's whiteness and white privilege, and you're actually creating the achievement gap. I mean, this is a crazy conversation, mm-hmm. but this is what's going on in our schools and why we want parents to seriously consider pulling their kids from public schools that are engaging in this ideology, but teachers to stop funding this radical agenda because they can't fund it if you don't give them your paycheck. Mm-hmm. And it's $800 to $1,400 a year right. for teachers to belong to the NEA, AFT, Education Minnesota complex. Takes in about $57 million a year from teachers. And they just keep raising the dues, by the way, to keep that money pumped up.
And the half of the dues go to the state union and a quarter go to the national unions. Is that correct?
It gets split between the NEA and the very always radical American Federation of Teachers, run by the very lovely Randy Weingarten. Mm-hmm. Look her up. Oh, she's fun.
Who absolutely insisted that they not reopen schools because it was much too dangerous. And, you know, that's a whole nother topic. These kids not being given the opportunity for a true education.
Well, but there's an opportunity there. If they're not in the schools, parents. Watch what they're doing online, as we discussed last week.
Yes.
The sex ed and the other lies like the 1619 Project mm-hmm. are all online. So watch. You have an opportunity mm-hmm. as a parent to look over their shoulder and see what they're seeing.
Right.
But it's also an opportunity, an interruption for you as parents or grandparents to say, you know, maybe there are other options for us. For our children's education, including homeschooling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Well, you mentioned earlier Eagan High School, and they also claim, evidently, that their education system was created to support whiteness.
And I'm sorry, they're so earnest and they're ridiculous. We're going to defeat them. Yeah. We are. We're going to defeat them through educating.
Well, education is key. If we can get the education in the hands of the kids. Here,
right. If we could just get them educated.
Yes, yes. Explain some of the 9 anti-racism goals that the school has adopted. And what does the school mean when it says it will audit curriculum for racist content? And again, I just want to remind people, these are their goals. You know, you'd like to see that there's goals on, we'd like to increase our math scores by this percentage or our reading scores by this percentage. But no, these are the goals, 9 goals on this auditing curriculum for racist content. So what does that mean?
Right. Well, I'll run through a few of them. I won't try to read all of them. And what you can do is go to EHS for Eagan High School. Mm-hmm. EHS.district196.org, and it's /community/anti-racism-efforts. Hmm. So it's on the Eagan High School website. They're not hiding this, guys. It's mm-hmm. it's in plain sight. So mm-hmm. their goals. They declare that they're going to become an anti-racism school. And I don't like racists, do you?
No.
I don't like them at all.
That's why I say the goal
isn't
bad.
Right. The
goal is not bad. It's a good
What they say is it's not enough to be anti-racist. It's the whole silence is violence argument. If you're not fighting, if you don't have that fist up, then you're part of, you're still guilty, right? Mm-hmm. So here are some of the goals. The high school in Eagan will increase the number of Black, Indigenous, and people of color. It's now BIPOC. We'll see that a lot on the faculty and staff. Well, that's fine, and that's something that's been going on for years. They will organize and participate in equity training for faculty and staff in areas of anti-racism, implicit bias, and inclusion. And this is, I love this. This training will be ongoing and persistent. Yeah, and it has been. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're bringing teachers into staff meetings where union members are present, by the way.
Wow. So there's a lot of pressure, a lot of peer pressure.
The union people are in the room and telling white teachers and other teachers of color, by the way, that they're responsible for the Black achievement gap. I have a friend who's a Latina. And she's been told that she's responsible for the achievement gap.
Interesting.
Even though she's brown. She's not Black. Yeah. Wow. So she's not the right color. I don't know. It's very. She was very confused by that.
That is very confusing.
She pushed back. Eagan High School will educate our students in order to create awareness of racist language and behavior among them. They will educate staff and faculty on how to better respond to that racist language and behavior. And work with District 196 curriculum leaders to audit their curriculum for racist content and methods in every department.
So they're going to be scratching through every bit of curriculum.
I'm not seeing, math and history on and on it goes.
Can I stop you for a second there, Kim?
Yeah.
Too, you mentioned Linda Hoke.
Linda Hokeman.
Hokeman.
Yeah, no.
And when
sorry,
she,
Linda.
When she's,
you're in the spotlight, but yeah, she's a leader.
Served,
she's great.
When she served on, like I said, she came and spoke as in a small group of individuals that were talking about this very issue. And she is what she would consider to be like a traditional teacher. And she was told that by teaching traditionally, that was too white.
It was very white.
Too white.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, whatever that means. And her kids, as you pointed out earlier, were succeeding.
Yes.
Regardless of their color.
Yes.
And yet she was being told that by teaching, and there was nothing racist about the content.
No,
it
no.
was
physics
all about
is physics
in
physics,
how she was going
right.
about it, that it was too white.
Yeah.
And so when we say this, you know, we got to be careful that we're clear on that, that, you know, it's not that they're wiping out what you would consider to be really racist content of things that we might all agree is appropriate to get rid of.
Yeah.
This is taking it a step way beyond and saying actual methodology could be considered racist.
Or that scientific fact.
Yes. Yeah.
Is racist. Mm-hmm. This is why when you drive around and you see the Black Lives Matter signs that are now very colorful ones, if you notice those,
yep.
It says science is real.
Oh, I have not.
Have you noticed that?
No, I haven't seen any
science
signs.
Is real. It's like, yes, it is.
Right. And that's why we teach the scientific method.
That's right, which is another topic. They've actually attacked the scientific method as white.
Interesting.
The woke agenda includes an attack on scientific method. And yet, see, what they do is they twist language by saying science is real, as though that makes them the purveyors and proponents of science. But in fact, they have actually attacked and changed the scientific method. So it just means consensus now.
Not the
scientific process. But
my goodness.
Yeah. Mm. So we have a lot to fight here, folks. Mm-hmm. And teachers should not be funding us with their dues. You might agree with, I don't know, some aspect of this, teachers out there who are listening, or parents. But does this belong in the schools?
No.
Is this why we send kids Monday through Friday for 8 hours a day or whatever? Is this what we want? Mm-hmm. Is this our idea of education?
And is this what teachers want their union dues to go to support?
Right. Mm-hmm. This isn't why teachers became teachers.
That's right.
They want to teach content.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Very good stuff. It's an overhaul of education is what we're seeing. Instead of dealing with the perpetrators of racism, let's just change education all around altogether.
Yeah. Well, it's an attack on our country.
It is. Mm-hmm.
It's a cultural Marxist attack on our nation.
Yep.
That's what this is. And, you know, she who rocks the cradle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the old actual saying is, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's happened, is they've gotten a hold of our kids.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I've been pointing out for years and years and years. And I do think that those who would bent conservative have really been blind to this. It's gotten too far now. It's going to be very difficult to go back and try to correct this, though I don't think that means we shouldn't try. But, you know, I've been trying to sound the alarm on this myself amongst conservatives for many, many years.
Yeah.
And I'm shocked at how much my voice was not always heard. People didn't want to hear that. They wanted to say, oh, no, our schools are just fine. But the schools
have become our church.
Yep, they have
in a lot of ways, especially for families who are involved in athletics.
Yep.
And if you're listening, you know who you are. Hockey, you know, we send our kids to Minnetonka because it's got the best, Edina, because it's got the best hockey team and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, parents are picking schools or loyal to schools because of sports and other curricular things, and they're not looking at the hard facts here of what the children are actually being exposed to in the classroom.
Well, Mark, let's we're running out of time very quickly here. We've got quite a few other topics we want to cover with you.
Another big issue, of course, are charter schools. And we know that state and national teachers unions are funded, that the funding and the organizing behind the nationwide moratoria on charter schools to the devastation of millions of disadvantaged families. Explain for our teachers listening to what this really means. And we'll also have you talk to Joe Biden, you know, and what he has said in regards to funding with charter schools. Why don't you go ahead?
He gave an interview just a couple of days ago to the president of the National Education Association, which is one of two national teachers unions that Minnesota teachers fund with their dues. And he told her in no uncertain terms that if under a Biden administration, there would be no federal dollars for charter schools.
None.
And what we know about charter schools, and also private schools, anything other than, you know, your traditional public school district, is that, as you mentioned, Mark, there's been a marvelous awakening of education and love of learning and achievement in those schools, because they figure out how to do something differently.
Right.
You know, maybe it's uniforms or a core curriculum or, you know, something different and not every kid is alike. Charter schools have been incredibly successful, especially in minority communities, in turning our young kids into learners and successful citizens.
And genuine scholars.
Genuine scholars.
Right.
And excited about learning and going off into the world to do good things.
Yeah.
Candidate Biden has promised that he would pull the rug out underneath these charter schools. And I suspect he would be a hostile president to vouchers for private schools. And why? because it challenges the monopoly and the grip that teachers' unions have on the education of our children through the public system.
Well, and the money that goes, the vast majority of the money that goes to support candidates from these national teachers' unions is going to Democratic candidates. So
it's over 99%. Sacrificing.
It's huge. And so they would be sacrificing, you know, you don't bite the hand that feeds you, right? And I think that's a lot of what we're seeing right now. Well, in 2016, you obviously know and are very familiar with Rebecca Friedrichs. You sit on her board. She led the fight against the divisive tactics, politics, and corruption of teachers' unions as lead plaintiff in Friedrichs versus California Teachers Association. And that was a Supreme Court case. The CTA is an affiliate of the National Education Association. And her case paved the way for the precedent-setting ruling just 2 years later in Janus versus AFSCME, which freed all public sector employees from forced unionism. But during her case, it was the Obama-Biden administration and then the California Attorney General Kamala Harris that argued against Friedrichs at the U.S. Supreme Court. Isn't that interesting? Fast forward to where we are today. It's important for our listeners to understand what teachers are up against when they take a stand against forced unionism. Can you explain for our listeners the types of ferocious verbal attacks that Rebecca Friedrichs experienced from the Obama, Biden, and Harris supporters as she opposed forced union dues in the Supreme Court case?
All right, and thank you for noting that.
Yeah.
She has reminded me recently that it was the Biden, the Obama-Biden administration and Kamala Harris as Attorney General of California that were joining in the attack on her First Amendment rights in her litigation. Well, I'll just give you one example of just how far this goes. The California Teachers Association president called her on public television the spawn of Satan.
Are you kidding?
Oh, wow.
No, I kid you not. I mean, come on.
You know, can you imagine if an attack like that went in the opposite direction?
Yeah.
It would be all over national news. It would be all over
Twitter.
It's
very aggressive.
Yeah.
It's an ad hominem or personal
attack. The person.
Attack. Right. If you can't attack the argument, you attack the person. And so those are the types of attacks that Rebecca Friedrichs has had to endure all these years and still does.
Pretty sad.
Well, President Trump, he's trying. He is trying to break the teachers' unions' grips on schools across the country. What do you know about that?
Well, we're trying to encourage him to get even more aggressive than he has. But one of the things he has begun to talk about is withdrawing federal funding from schools that have, for example, the New York Times 1619 project with this revisionist history of America. We'd love to see him also threaten and follow through on pulling public funding from schools that have this very aggressive pornographic sex ed curriculum and other things that frankly have nothing to do with educating our children to love learning, to become great citizens of a country and go on to becoming successful adults.
Which our American kids are capable of doing when they have the right support. And that's what we've been seeing for generations. So we are at the end of our time, Kim. It's been
wonderful
to have you
here.
Yeah. Can you one more time say the name of the website if teachers want to opt out?
Just have a couple more days to do so.
Right. Yep. If teachers want to stop giving $57 million a year to all of this, go to educatedteachersmn.org and opt out today. You have until September 30th to do so. But just go do it today. Get it done.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. You are very informative as always, Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
You're welcome.
We're so grateful to have you on. And thank you, Mark.
As always,
always enjoy having time with you. And thank you to our listeners. And we will see you again next week at 6 p.m. Education Nation, AM 1280 The Patriot. Good night.